Have you lost your voice in the valley? Psalms 137, 1 through 4. In this thing, this journey that we call life, all of us experience a time, a season, a place that we can call a valley.
Yes, Lord.
By valley, I refer to the low points of life. You know, low points, like when you lose someone that you really love to a crazy accident.
Jesus.
Low points, like when everything is going well, you find yourself ending a relationship, going through a divorce. Low points in life where everything is going well, and you're at the prime of your life, and then all of a sudden cancer knocks on your door.
My God.
Low points in life where everything is well and you've done the very best that you can with your child, and then all of a sudden you receive a phone call and someone saying that your child, little cute child, is now in jail. What do you do when you reach those low points in life? Because we all experience them.
Yes.
It's a part of life. So the fact that we experience low points is not as important as how we deal with them.
Yes, sir.
Because we're all gonna go through the valley. It is in the valley that you get to listen to God.
That's right.
It is in the valley that you find out who your true friends are.
Yes.
It is in the valley that God begins to really order your steps. It is in the valley that you find out who you really are. Because as long as things are well in your life, you're not tested. You really don't know who you are. It takes God to take us through some things, and as God begins to take us through some things, and we find ourselves in the valley, it gets dark, it gets cold, the friends get few, and then we discover that greater is He
that is in me.
I say that is in me, because when you begin to go through something, other people walk out of your life. And so at the close of the day, it's about you and your relationship with God. That's what it always comes down to. Because you can't pray for me the way that I can pray for myself. You can't give God my praise. You can't give God my worship. It has to come from me to God. And so in the midst of going through something, you find yourself in a strange land, exiled, away from home, away from your homeboys, away from your homegirls. You just lost somewhere, just in a strange place. I wonder if there's anyone here this morning, you find yourself in a strange place. Because all of your life, things have always been well. Now, things are so strange, you don't even know how you're going to eat tomorrow. You don't even know how you're going to pay your bills. And you never flowed like that in life, because things have always been well until
All right now.
And the strange thing about now is the time that I'm closer to God. So I'm wondering, God, why you flipped on me when I move closer to you? It seems like the closer I get to God, the closer He ought to come to me. But it seems like here I am pressing to God, and God disappears on me. Where are you, God, when it hurts? Where are you, God, when I'm going through things and I'm embarrassed about what I'm going through? But God, I'm your child. I'm your servant. I'm doing it for you. The hell that I'm going through is because I'm a Christian. When I was in the club, I had none of this. So here I am, I come to church, and I get serious about my relationship with God, and I find myself in a strange land. I mean, I used to have friends everywhere. Now I can't find one. I used to can get somebody to do something for me until I gave my life to Christ. And the moment that I committed myself to Christ, everybody walked out. God, I don't understand. I don't understand. Because it seems to me, if I'm in the right relationship with God, it seems to me like He'll just put a hedge of protection around me. It seems like no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. It seems like by His stripes I'm healed all the time. It seems like I never have lack because He supplied all of my needs. Because after all, He said all that stuff, but I find myself in need, in a strange place. God's children find themselves sitting by the river of Babylon. Now in the Bible, Babylon represents the world. And so here they are sitting, watching the world go by. Do you ever feel like that? Like here I am, I'm a Christian. And everybody is enjoying life, enjoying the world, but me. Here I am, I'm trying to live according to God's holy word, but everybody else is having fun. Sometimes you just want to lay down your religion and just go have fun. You hold it. You hold it. So you won't say that in church. You'll just do it on a Friday night. We call them booty calls. We grown here. So you'll receive that. And then you'll say, Lord, and you're going to have to forgive me later. See, but everything that you're looking for in a man, in a woman, God is saying, I'm the need pleaser. I'm the need leader. You got to come to God. See, man is spirit, soul, and body. They're the place that is inside of you. If God doesn't touch that place, it can't be touched. You can put alcohol, crack, and meth, and love, and everything else in it, and you're still empty because God is saying, that's my place. And God is saying, because I want to come in. And God is saying, and I want to sit with you. And I want you to sit with me. And so God is saying, if you open up in your strange land, He says, I'll be a friend to you. So they find themselves in this strange place. And in this strange place, and you can relate to strange places, because when you're in a strange place, things that used to flow don't flow anymore. You remember when your river used to flow? When you had everything that you needed, and if you did not have it, you knew where to go to get it, and then all of a sudden you committed to God, and it seems like the river stopped flowing. It seems like this little bill that used to be no problem, now I can never pay it, let alone the other ones that I have. And so every time the phone rings, you don't pick up your phone, even though you have to pay for it, because you are afraid of who is on the other end. The devil is a lie. If I pay for it, I'm going to pick it up. And if I don't have the money, I'm still going to bless the Lord anyway. The devil is a lie. If I don't have everything that I need, I'm going to praise God in spite of my situation and my circumstance. I'm going to do the best that I can do with what I have. And if you don't like it, that's all right. I thank God He received where I am. I thank God that He understands. I thank God that He is merciful and a grateful God. They find themselves in a strange place. And as they're sitting in this strange place, those that took them into captivity have the audacity to begin to taunt them. Sing us one of those church songs. Because before we came and placed you in captivity, you should sing that song all the time. You remember your song, you were talking about, the Lord will make a way. You remember that song you used to sing? You remember that song you used to sing sometimes, talking about Amazing Grace? And they say, sing us one of those church songs. I wonder, have you lost your voice in the valley? I wonder, have you lost the ability to know who God is and to see God for who God is? I wonder if you're going through something, you think that God is your situation. I came to encourage somebody that God is bigger than your mess. I came to encourage somebody that God doesn't see things the way that we see. I came to tell somebody, if you begin to praise God, God will bring you right out of your mess. I came to tell somebody this morning, if you'll give him some praise, watch God show up in your life. If you'll give him some praise, watch God do the impossible. If you'll give him some praise, watch God heal you. If you'll do the impossible. By believing him. See, God is not stuck to our little box. God is saying, now just give me some praise. So the people come and they said, now sing us one of those songs. See, because sometimes in the midst of going through something, you don't feel like singing. I thank God his love is not predicated on a feeling, not predicated on a situation, not predicated on a circumstance, not predicated on a bill, not predicated on who likes me and who don't like me. I thank God. All I really need is God. If I got God, that's all I really need. Have you ever been going through something and you tried God? Won't God make a way out of no way for you? Won't God step in your situation? Won't God deliver you? All you have to do is just try. Just try. Have you tried God? Have you tried God? I want you to try God this morning. I want you to try God for the impossible this morning. You find yourself in a situation and you feel stuck. Don't you lose your soul. Don't you lose your voice. Not in this valley. In this valley of sickness, give him some praise. In this valley of lack, give him some praise. In this valley of naysayers, give him some praise. In this valley of backbiting, give him some praise. When you begin to praise God. When you begin to praise God. God hears your cry. He hears your cry. Listen to this point number one. Never be moved by the place that you're in. Only be moved by the promise of God. See, my place has nothing to do with his promise. If anything, my place is part of the delivery from this thing. You didn't end up where you are by coincidence. You may not like it, but God says, I'm loving it right now. Because I got you in a place where you can't do nothing but sing a song. You can't do nothing right now. Your checkbook is dry. Your friends are few. All you can do right now is praise. That's all you can do. I thank God that's all I need. The Bible declares, when I begin to praise him, that God dwells in the praise of his people. I may not like my situation, but I can praise myself out of this thing. Have you ever been going through something and it got really tight and you found a secret closet and you begin to give him some praise and he began to turn that thing around for you and he began to add and multiply and remove and subtract some stuff out of your life? God knows where he's taking you. God is all about promise. Now his promise is his word. If God said it, it shall be done. I don't care what you say, what you think, what you like. If God told me something, I'm going to stand on his word. I don't care if it looks like I'm drowning. I don't care if they drag the car down the street. If God said it, it shall be done. I don't care if foreclosure is all around me. I don't care about a credit. When God is removing your life, he steps over your lap and says, I favor you. And you ought to know his favor is not there. When God favors you, he says, I don't care about your place. I don't care where you are. He says, it's time. Come on now. I'm talking to somebody. It's time. Come on now. You've been in that storm too long. Come on now. It's time for you to take wings and come out of your mess. Because you are not your mess. You are not failure. You are not lack. You are a child of God. You were bought by a price. You have everything that you need. All you got to do is praise. All right. praise Him. We understand that when you begin to praise Him, God says, I hear somebody talking about me. Now watch what they said to these kids here. They said, remembering, reflect back, remember Babylon. See, sometimes it seems like when you're going through something, and it seems like the good old days was when you were in the street. No, baby, you haven't seen nothing yet. You don't believe that, do you? You haven't seen nothing yet. Just you wait till you line up with God. Just you wait when God really begins to order your steps. Just you wait when you say no to man and yes to God. Just you wait and then watch God begin to turn your situation around. Watch how God begins to just turn it around, and He'll turn it around in such a way where people will step back and say, how did you do that? I prayed about it. I turned it over to God. I cast my cares upon Him. And He did it. Nobody but God. That's why I give Him some praise. I ain't crazy enough to think that I did this. God did this. I ain't crazy enough to think I woke myself up. God did it. I ain't crazy enough to think that I earned that job. God did it. And I don't care what you think. God said that I'm the apple of His eyes. You may not like to look at me, but God says you're the apple of my eyes. God says, every time I look at you, I know the plan that I have for you. I know the purpose I have for you. And you better believe sickness ain't going to take you out. Your haters ain't going to take you out. Your backbiters ain't going to take you out. Because I ain't going nowhere, no matter nowhere, until God says it is finished. And when God says it's finished, I can go home. When God says it's finished, I can rest a little while. But not until. Not in tears. It says, do you remember when you were in the world? And they want you to think that those were the good days. And you so crazy, you think they really were the good days. And then they begin to play with you. As they begin to play with you, they'll tell you something like listen, do you remember those Zion songs you used to sing? Sing us one of the songs. See, it really wasn't about the song. It really was about, do you still have faith? Yes. When you look around and everything looks like it's in the back, do you still believe that God can take you to the mountain? Do you still believe? I wish I had about 50 fools in here for God that still believe. I know my credit, but I still believe. I know my status, but I still believe. I know where my child is, but I still believe. I know what the doctor said, but I still believe. I know what my paycheck is saying, but I still believe. Do you still believe this morning? Have you lost your voice in the valley? Can you still sing? So they say, sing us. Sing us. Sing us one of Zion songs. I know what you're going through. You find yourself going through something. And people want to pick on you. And they say, where is your God now? Because you've been talking about God will supply your needs. Why are you asking me to buy? Where is your God? But what they don't understand is that my God will make my enemies my footstool. So why do you think you're playing my God? Watch God turn this around. And watch God make you bless me even though you don't like me. Watch my God make you bless me even though you meant it for evil. God will turn it around and He's going to make good out of it. A Zion song. See, the question is, do you you still
believe.
Jesus.
Faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I don't have to see God to know that God is. Because I tried him too many times. He's never failed me yet. He may not have shown up when I wanted him to, but the truth of the matter, when he did show up, he was right on time. Because the truth is, if he would have showed up when I first called him, I would have jacked up the blessing. So he had to allow me to go through the process, through the pain, so that he can purify me, so that when I come out, and I'm looking not like where I've been, but where I'm going, I can give him the praise. Every time my enemies see me and they say, I thought I had you under my feet. No, you didn't, baby. God is raising up something in this generation. Don't you think that you can stop me? You can't stop God's program. So they had the audacity to try to play with folk. You know, you going through something. They said, well, sing us one of them songs. Sometimes, you know, the truth of the matter is, I don't feel like singing a song. Sometimes when I'm going through something, I don't even want to read the Bible. Don't jump holy on me. Don't act like every time you're going through something, I want to read. Sometimes I just want to sit in the corner and weep. Sometimes I don't want you to pray for me. If I don't want to pray for myself. Sometimes I love my misery. Misery loves company. So I call someone that I know is going to be my friend in my misery. It's the wrong thing to do, but that's what we do. We find someone that's going to agree with our situation instead of trying to find a true friend that's going to say, all right, you cried long enough. Get up. All right, that's long enough. Yeah, I know they did you wrong in that situation. Get up. Yeah, I know you lost big time now. Get up. See, that's what God is calling us to do. He's calling us to get up.
Get up.
Understand this, you can never win if you're not fighting. I just don't turn it over to the Lord. Faith without works is dead. I'm going to let the Lord work this out. He will, but he wants your help. And so God says, don't lose your voice in the valley. Don't stop singing, even in the rain. Even in the rain. See, sometimes the storms of life will come. And we think the storms of life is the quiet. And God is saying, you got to sing and you got to dance the loudest in the storm. And somebody look at you and say, why is that fool still praising God? Don't they know that they're all alone? No, baby, I can never be all alone. Why is that fool still praising God? Don't they know that their bills are past due? No, no, baby. It just hasn't been manifest yet. They're still praising God, and the doctor say they got 6 weeks or 6 months left. No, no, no. He told me by my stripes, by his stripes, I'm healed. I'm not worried about the situation, because the situation and the circumstance don't determine my state of mind. My state of mind is on God. My state of mind is to give him some praise. My state of mind is to worship him. I don't care what it looks like, you give him some praise. I don't care what it feels like, you give him some praise. You gotta learn to praise your way out of this situation. You gotta learn to praise your way out of this storm. You gotta learn to praise your way through. You gotta learn to praise when nobody wants to hear. You gotta learn to praise when everything is going south. You gotta learn to praise him when you give him some praise. It says God dwells in the praise of his people. You want God to show up in your life? Give him some praise. Give him some praise.
got anything, just give him some praise. If he woke you up this morning, just give him some praise. You give him some praise. You give him some praise. You give him some praise. Some stuff is moving right now. Some stuff is being set free right now. Somebody's being delivered right now. Somebody's being healed right now. God is moving a situation right now. God is lifting somebody out of the valley right now. Give him some praise. When you begin to praise him, he begins to turn it around. He begins to turn it around. Listen. Watch this. In closing, let me bless you with some. Sit down. One more thing, and then we're gone. One more thing. Listen. It says, when you begin to praise God, God dwells in the praise of his people. So when you find yourself going through something, understand this. Never lose your voice in the valley. See, when you're going through something, you really have to say, I'm going through something, and I know it's uncomfortable. I'm going through something, and I feel all alone. But I will bless the Lord at all times. I'll bless him in my mess. I'll bless him when you talk about him. I'll bless him when I don't have. I bless him when I do have. I bless him because I will bless the Lord at all times because he is good. I said he is good. He's not my situation. He is good. He's not my circumstance. He is good. G-O-O-D, good. That is, he's gracious. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. And he's a deliverer. I said he's gracious. It's not about me and my sin. He graced me through it. It's not about how wonderful I am, but him. He graced me through it. When the folk to my left and to my right is unemployed, he still got a hands of protection around me. When everybody else is looking for a job, somebody's looking to promote me. Because the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. I don't care about the economy. I don't care about the unemployment rate. Even if I'm unemployed, he still make a way. If I don't have a job, he still makes sure that the bills are paid. So I'm not worried about the job. I'm worried about the relationship with Jesus. He's gracious. He's omniscient. He has total knowledge of everything. He knows where I am, and he knows how I got there. And not only does he know that, he knows what I need when I get there. Unlike man, when God sees a need, God runs to a need. He doesn't ask me, well, how you got there? Who started it? Why didn't you do it? That's not important to him. What's important to him is that you are his child. And so you are the apple of his eye. And whenever you're going through something, God says, let me in with you. I don't care about it. Let me in. I want to come in this situation. He has total knowledge of everything. He's omniscient. And then he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. You know, when your co-workers thought that they were setting you up for a trap, God says, I'm right there too. He says, watch me block this. I know the lie, but I blocked that one. I know what they try to do, but I blocked that one too. Because I'm omnipresent. And not only that, he says, I never leave you, never forsake you. So whatever it is that you need, you better believe God is right there. He's a gracious God. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. And he's a deliverer. You find yourself going through something, just turn it over to him. Just turn it over to him. He says, I'll deliver you out of it. If I did it for
for Daniel and the Hebrew boys and for everybody else. She says, I'll deliver you too. God has no respect of person. If he did it for one, he'll do it for another. And so all you have to do when you're going through something, open your word, open your Bible, and say, God did it right here. He'll do it again and again and again and again and again. Have you ever tried God? Won't God do it again and again and again? Isn't God a delivering God? Won't God bring you out of something? Won't God set you free? And see, the reason a lot of us can't shout on that, because we don't realize that we were tied up. But if you ever been tied up in something and then God set you free, don't you really give him some praise there? If you ever been tied up in something and you needed God to deliver you, and God stepped in and delivered you. Have you ever been tied up in something and God delivers you? And you discover that, you know, I really don't need what I thought I needed. I used to have a drink in order to talk to somebody, a cigarette to calm my nerves, a lover to hold me, you know, I couldn't go to sleep. But when I realized that all I really need was God, I don't need that foolishness. I don't need that mess. All I need is you, God. I want more of you. I want more. Give me more of you. I want more. Do you want more, God? I just want more. Not another pair of shoes. I just want more of you. Just more. Just give me more, Lord. God, if you give me more, I'll never have a need in my life. See, because everything that you need, it's already in place. It's through your praise and worship that is manifest. I will bless the Lord at all times, for he is good. Is he good to you? Come on and give him some praise this morning. Come on and give him some praise this morning.